News.
The truce marks the biggest diplomatic breakthrough since Hamas's October 7 rampage into southern Israel ignited the deadliest round of Israeli-Palestinian violence in decades. Qatar, which mediates with Hamas, announced the truce without saying when it would begin. It's expected 50 hostages will be released in stages in exchange for what Hamas says would be 150 Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. Both sides will release women and children first, and the supply of humanitarian aid flowing into the besieged territory will be ramped up. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. believes two American women and a child will be among the released hostages.
Until we actually see them come out, be in the arms of their loved ones, get home safely, we cannot be fully confident. So we are going to wait, as the families are waiting, with bated breath until they come out and then until every last American comes out.
Sullivan appearing on ABC News Good Morning America. Also at srnnews.com, if you're a people person and you like crowds, go to an airport. Millions are flying over the Thanksgiving holiday. Sunday will be the largest crowds with an estimated 2.9 million passengers. And over 55 million will be hitting the roadways. Today marking a solemn anniversary. It was 60 years ago that shots rang out in Dallas. President John F. Kennedy was assassinated. The Warren Commission determining Lee Harvey Oswald fired the shots that killed the president. This is SRN News. A new tally of many congregations have left the United Methodist Church.
7,286. That's according to officials with the denomination, and they also report more than 5,200 of those left just this year. The issue, of course, is homosexuality. The UMC has been hemorrhaging congregations ever since its leadership decided to embrace same-sex marriage and homosexual ordination. Next year, a meeting will be held to work out a formal split in the UMC, but some wonder if it will even be necessary. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians in Sudan is not slowing down. Suspected Muslim terrorists set off a bomb at a church in Omdurman this month, caving in the roof and setting a fire that consumed furniture, Bibles, and hymnals. A civil war in the country has only made things worse for believers. Christians make up about 5% of the population in Sudan. This is SRN News. Three people have been killed, three more missing after a landslide ripped through a remote Alaskan fishing community. The landslide late Monday smashed into three homes in the Alaskan panhandle town of Wrangell, a village of about 2,000 people on a remote island in southeastern Alaska. Minnesota, North Dakota, Montana, and other northern states hope to stop an invasion of destructive wild pigs from Canada.
The animals already cause around $2.5 billion in damage to U.S. crops every year, mostly in southern states like Texas. But the exploding population of feral swine on the prairies of western Canada is threatening to spill south. What's even worse, wild pigs roaming Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba are often crossbreeds, combining the survival skills of wild Eurasian boar with the size and high fertility rates of domestic swine. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.